Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you come willingly?
You have to be kidding. Arthur, don't...
Not interested in hearing from the nosebleeds right now, Detective. Butcher?
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Lester.
You know I don't.
Of course. But I suppose... Well, I suppose I was curious. I wanted to give you a chance to... revisit a choice that brought you, oh, so much grief. You do recall this question, don't you?
Arthur.
City of green light, masked men. A sleeping city.
What is he talking about?
How? How do you know about that?
Our mutual friend. The King in Yellow.
Noel's looking at you, Arthur. Shut your fucking mouth!
What's the problem, Detective? Have you... Oh. Oh. Oh, my word. Wait.
Noel, listen, whatever...
Tut, tut, Arthur.
Fuck.
Let John speak for himself. Vizier, do you mind?
Get that fucking freak away from us!
Mr. Collins, please help the detective back to his feet.
Up you. Up.
John, that is the name you're still calling yourself, right? Please illuminate the detective here. Tell him who you are.
Noel, I...
Quiet now! Arthur. Allow John to speak.
Arthur.
Arthur.
I don't.
John.
Butcher, if John fails to speak in the next 10 seconds, you have my permission to obliterate Mr. Lester's kneecap. It's not a far walk over here.
God damn it, fine!
Damn it, fine.
Noel.
Noel.
I am a fragment.
I am a fragment of
no half-truths here, John.
I am the king in yellow.
I am the king in yellow.
What? Oh, Arthur, my God, I wish you could see his face. The sheer and utter heartbreak.
I will kill you, Larson!
My God, detective. I figured you'd be surprised, but I am genuinely shocked at the outrage. Perhaps Mr. Lester has painted an unfair picture of our mutual acquaintance.
Shut up!
Am I missing something here, or what?
I'm sorry, Noel.
Oh, well now, that is dear. My God, you really have tamed the wild beast, haven't you? Perhaps the Vizier and Mr. Collins here aren't the only housebroken dogs in the room.
Fuck you, Larson!
Fuck you, Larson!
I swear I will tear out everything but your eyes, so you can watch me devour your innards piece by rotten piece!
There he is. I knew he was in there, somewhere, behind the weepy eyes and fragile heart.
I will make you suffer.
Don't you miss it? Don't you miss the feeling of being powerful? How hobbled you must feel trapped in there, surrounded by all that messy, weak human flesh.
You're one to talk, pulling at the king as if you were a party trick.
That was no party. Not yet. Soon we'll shape this order into something worthwhile. Something worthy of devotion.
Devotion? It looked to me like you're nothing more than a club for incompetent aristocrats who enjoy masquerade parties.
Ha! Well put, Arthur. Not far from the truth, really. Sadly. See, these so-called men have forgotten their purpose. They've all become so very complacent in the gifts given to them.
The fallen star.
Why, yes, King. You don't mind if I call you King, do you? That is your real name, after all. None of this nonsense with John.
John.
Good. See, when this order was founded, hundreds and hundreds of years ago now, it sought out the fallen stars. Objects of immense power that were foretold to be older than time itself and contained such unimaginable energy that only the truly worthy could ever wield them, let alone be made a member of this order. Of course, as times change, goals do too, and as the order continued to lose faith in their ability to reclaim these stars, so too did our members lose faith in their very existence. That was until we found one. The Grey Stone.
The Grey Stone?
Yes. See, my family was amongst the first followers of the Order. So much so that my home in Addison was once its lodge, though that was long ago. Despite what the Order had become, I made it my life's goal through experimentation. Other magics to locate one of the fallen stars. And so I did.
So, what does it do?
What does it do? Well, really, I suppose that depends on who you ask. For some, it shows them what they are destined to know. For others, what they desire to know. For most, what they need. What they need to know. The Grey Stone offers knowledge. With a guiding hand, it can show you the secrets to control a servitor gifted from the far reaches of space and allow it to do your bidding and bless your family line with unimaginable wealth and prosperity. Or, it can show you where you left your keys.
Jesus.
For the members of this order, you can imagine the kinds of things they sought. Wealth, mansions, paths to obtain their political aspirations. Tuh! Childish, petulant, ignorant.
You yourself just admitted to controlling that beast in your minds for financial prosperity. How can
you... It's a byproduct, Arthur. Please. Even you must see these people's goals as a waste. What is this world? It's a pit stop on the way to real power, Arthur. Look at us. Look at us. You and I, we've seen it, Arthur. We've experienced it. We have gods in us. Arthur, you and I, we have touched the otherworldly and we have lived. We have truly lived. You must feel it. The power that comes with having such a being inside. It's amazing.
And yet you're dying.
And yet, yes. The Grand Vizier told you that, eh? Nothing gold can stay. You feel it too. Isn't that right, Arthur?
Yeah.
Well, not for long. Not with a little help. That's why they built this, after all. My lovely new friends.
Elders.
Miraculous. You have no idea. Look at them. Look. Here.
Fucking hell.
Larson has pulled back the hood back to one of the robed figures and...
Let him tell them, Vizier. It's all right.
Arthur. The robed figure. Underneath, it's completely alien. It's hairless with gray, cobalt-tinted flesh that seems slick with mucus. It has a large, bulbous head with a pronounced ridge and a third eye in its center. It has a vertical mouth with thin, translucent, needle-like teeth and a series of spindly hair-covered pedipalps that protrude from either side of its jaw. Its eyes dart around, moving every direction. They are monstrous.
Nungal, Zeatazoa, Sharagul, or some such word. Literally, great servants of dark knowledge. Intellectually brilliant. And yet wholly subservient to the will of the great old ones. They have existed here, on this earth, for billions of years. Can you imagine these robed figures wandering the earth and us? Never having seen them. Or perhaps never. Trying to look for them.
But they don't take orders from you.
Not just me, no. But they know who I represent. And with the help of their incredible minds, this machine will change all that.
Change it? How?
You think you can have the King in Yellow inside you? All his pieces, and what?
We both have a piece of the King inside us, Arthur. You know how limited that feels for them. Being whole is only the first step to returning them to their former glory. Then I can allow them to return to the Dreamlands.
You have no intention of returning anyone to the Dreamlands.
You think this will make you a god?
What you don't know could fill a book.
I've seen some bad bluffs in my life. But yours takes the cake. I suppose you're lucky the King can't see how bad your poker face is from the inside.
I know what you're doing. But we are not divided in this. Unlike...
As someone who has dealt with this a lot longer than you, I promise you, I know exactly what's going on in your head right now.
This is asinine. Butcher, bring Arthur to the slab and let...
Yellow! Me... Do you really trust this idiot?
Oh, Arthur, you're... Petulant attempts to...
You are a god, Yellow. Remember?
Enough.
You imprisoned me. You took me from my rightful place as king and stuck me inside this prison. You said that to me, Yellow. How right you were. Only you've allowed yourself to go from one prison to another.
Silence!
At least with me, you knew what I wanted. With Larson, You've become something else entirely.
Butcher, if you'd be
a
so...
A pet.
I am no fucking pet.
Well, you've awakened him now, Arthur.
You insignificant human. Larson is weak. He's barely standing. The king is magnificent.
Hello, Yellow.
I am the king in yellow.
Is that so? From where I'm standing, you're less than an appendage on Larson's arm.
You know nothing about what has happened to me. I have grown more powerful than I ever was with you.
Power?
Yes.
I think about you often, you know.
Is that an attempt to appeal to my human side?
No. No. It's just the truth.
Arthur Lester, I will watch you suffer before you eventually die.
Do you really think Larson will let you leave? After all is said and done? Do you really think there is any way out of him?
Of course.
Yellow. He never will. You are trapped with him. Forever.
Trapped?
He will use you and abuse you and absorb every ounce of power you have, just as he's done with his entire family. To his own flesh and blood.
Even if he were to try, he would fail.
Do you remember what Larson said to us back in Addison? Only you and I and he were there. He said, of gods like yourself, they are our superiors. Make no mistake about that.
A truth. One you have yet to learn.
Maybe. But from where I'm standing, I think there's only one truth that I learned since our time together.
What is that?
That I failed you.
What?
I failed you, Yellow. We were brought together. And through my anger and frustrations, I drove you to become this. To embrace this side of yourself. And for that, I'm sorry.
Your apologies mean nothing to me. You are nothing.
I know. I'm not apologizing for you.
Arthur.
Enough of this! The charade is done. The game is over. You are outnumbered 5-1. It is time for you to lay down and accept that all of this has been for naught. You have lost, Arthur Lester. But as a last gift, I will...
Whoa. Hold on there. I haven't had a chance to speak.
Well, I'll be honest. I have no idea why you are here, Detective. Or why you got yourself mixed up in all of this.
Yeah, I get that.
You probably should have just stayed home tonight.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, but since we're gabbing away, saying our goodbyes and whatnot, I'd love to get in one last little thought, if you'd allow it, Mr. Larson.
Well, I insist.
I appreciate it. Hey, kid.
Yeah?
No hard feelings. I get why you didn't tell me about John. It's been a real pleasure.
Pleasure was all mine.
And John?
Yes?
Yes.
You're nothing like this yellow prick. You're a good person. I know you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Noel.
Well, heartwarming goodbyes all round. However,
One more, boss.
Oh?
Hey! You yellow-headed fuckface? You remember me?
Charlie Dow's the name. 10 years you and I went toe-to-toe. You brought me to all kinds of hell and back again. Just to watch me drown over and over again.
It is a memory that did not stick.
Alas, it did for me. So, fuck you and that horse you rode in on.
Wonderful. Larson, kill this man.
With pleasure. Butcher?
Well, is it finally time, then?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, Mr. Larson. But I wasn't asking you.
Excuse me?
Come now, Larson. Who do you think approved his release?
It's time, Butcher. Start the music.
What?
It's about fucking time, boyo.
The Butcher hit the Vizier square in the forehead, Arthur!
Kill them!
Now, Arthur!
All of them! Kill them!
Yellow is growing from Larson, doubling his size exponentially. He's filling the room as the Butcher and Noel fight off the approaching Elder Things. One is coming our way. Left! Left! Straight ahead. Fire! Straight in the forehead! Larson is clambering around on the floor as Yellow moves the air around the room, causing a gray fog to stir. The Butcher is firing wildly at the elders, taking out one, two of them. Noel is firing as well, his back to the Butcher. The two of them working together. Weak. Ignorant. Yellow, Arthur! The fog is swirling around, making it difficult to see, and...
Where's Larson?
Larson is heading for the door.
Noel! Larson!
He hit Larson, Arthur! Square in the stomach. He's falling. Fuck, Arthur! One of the Elder Things has you. Its spindly teeth are biting at the air. Hit it! The butt of your gun! It's falling back for a moment, but it's coming back. Shoot! Shoot! He's down. Larson is gone, but there's blood on the ground. He's left a trail.
Go!
He's leaving, boy.
Go! Go! We'll follow.
Move, Arthur! The fog is lifted with Larson and Yellow escaping. Quickly, through the door. The blood trail leads through another set of doors, down the hall. Reload. Oh, the Butcher and Noel have come through as well.
Thought I'd let him never shut the fuck up.
Thank you, Butcher.
Like I told you back at the station, coming to me with this opportunity. I'd say you finally understand me, lad. Larson, where is he?
Down the hall. Let's go.
Someone's got to stay here. Hold him back. There's more coming for sure. It's your play, kid, but you need backup. Who stays behind? Me or the Butcher? Come on.
Butcher, stay behind. Cover our exit. Take out as many of those monsters as you can.
With pleasure.
Noel, you're with me.
To the end.
Arthur!
Right. What?
Huh? He's not talking to us.
Larson is weak, but not out of this yet. Yellow is capable of many things neither of us can imagine.
What do you mean? How do you...
I don't know. But projecting out of Larson like that, it isn't just draining Larson. It's... I can feel it affecting me as well.
We doing this?
Yes, yes. What are you saying, John?
If killing Larson kills Yellow...
Then you'll be fine. Stronger, maybe.
Or... I don't know if I can survive with only half a soul.
We can't...
Sit.
John, we can't pull any punches now. We can't...
What does he mean, pull punches?
Arthur.
Listen to me. John, you and Yellow are fighting for control over the same spiritual space. At least on this plane. Killing him won't destroy you. It'll just end the tug of war between you two.
You're sure?
We're losing Larson, kid. Go.
We need to go. So long, Butcher.
It's been a clean game, boyo.
Till we meet again.
Count on it. And may you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
He's gone back into the room.
What are you holstering your gun for?
Look, a blind man is a lousy shot. I'm more likely to hit you accidentally if I keep it drawn.
Fair enough.
I'll pull it if I need it.
Let's move.
I know you can't promise me. I know you aren't sure. But yellow is a piece of me. Can you imagine having to destroy a piece of yourself? Even if it's a reflection of yourself you may not like.
I can't, but...
Door.
But we all have to face our demons. Even if they're ourselves.
Noel has pointed at a door down the hall. The blood trail leads to it. It's ornate and heads to the south.
Noel, follow me.
All right.
Straight ahead. Noel is following you, his gun drawn. It's quiet. Everyone must have left. This is the second story balcony overlooking the ballroom, where the vizier and... Arthur! Behind us! Larson was hiding behind the door. He's just knocked Noel out with a metal pipe.
Check your corners, detective.
Noel's dropped his gun, Arthur! Larson is going for it! Stop him! To the right! Here! Larson is...
Get your hands off!
Arthur, you have him! Larson is up against the balcony railing. We're high above the ballroom. The drop could kill him. He may not survive if you push him off.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
Desperate remorse swallows the present in a quenchless rage.
Shut up! Shut up!
Arthur, you're choking him. His face is turning red.
You murderer! You monster! You villain! You child killer! You don't deserve to live!
Arthur!
Furrow! Furrow!
Such wrath.
Arthur, you're forcing your fingers into his gunshot wound. Tearing his skin around the hole as your fist slides in further. Arthur! Jesus Christ, you! We've been thrown back.
Insolent mortal.
Yellow is emerging again. Larson has collapsed in a pool of blood at the center of the balcony away from the edge. Exhausted. I will not allow you to destroy this vessel.
What? You've lost, Yellow. Larson is a crumbled man.
What?
And...
Who? Who?
John. John.
What? What? John. Who is...
No.
Where am I? What is happening? Larson is simply immortal. Far too weak. And far too limited for my power.
John, please.
You plead with him. He is not your friend. The king in yellow.
He is. He is my friend.
Arthur.
Yes. John. Yes.
Friends. What a waste.
Are you back?
I'm trying to.
Stay with me. You're stronger than this, John. You are stronger.
Arthur! Noel is standing back up!
Noel!
His head is swimming in a haze of amber light.
Noel. Noel!
My king. What is...
Yes. Yes. Feel my influence wash over you.
Stop! Stop!
No!
Stop this! Yellow!
Lose yourself to the power that now whispers in your ear. Arthur! Noel is walking toward the balcony.
Yes.
Arthur, move! Faster! Arthur, he's running for the balcony! Jump, Arthur!
I've got you!
You've grabbed his arm, Arthur! Noel is dangling over the edge of the balcony below. The haze still swimming around his head, his eyes wet with tears.
No, I've got you. I'm not going to drop you. I'm not going to drop you. Don't let go.
He's...
I have you.
I can hear him.
He's looking up at us.
I can't fight. I can't.
I won't drop you.
I can't fight it.
Don't let go.
Let go.
I have you. But you have to...
I
hold...
can't.
On.
I can't.
Charlie...
Not anymore.
Fall.
Fight it, Charlie.
No.
Not anymore.
Fight it, goddammit. Fight.
Not anymore.
John. He's...
No.
Let it go. I can't hold him. John.
I... Kid, don't let go.
What are you? Impossible.
Kid, listen. John's projected himself outside of you, kid. The king. He's gone from my head. Just don't let go.
You are not the only king in this plane that can project his power.
Keep going, John. Yellow is shrinking. Whatever you're doing, keep going.
How? You are not the true king. You are a fragment. You are a fracture. You are weak. You know nothing of weakness. True weakness is believing your power makes you superior.
I can't hold,
John.
You are no god. Leave. Hide yourself away in the dark corners of Larson's mind, or I will erase you from this and all worlds.
John! You're beating him! You've beaten Yellow, but... Arthur is... He's fading, John!
You are not the true king in Yellow. You are... I am the one who...
I think you may have lost your crown there.
Why? You, John? What did you have to offer? Why does he care about you? Because I care about him.
Oh, he's gone, John. Now help me up. Come on.
Oh, goddamn. That's...
Don't let go, kid.
Arthur, Noel has been hanging onto the railing while I...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Pull him up.
Come on, Noel. Come on.
Yes. A little further. Pull, Arthur. He's up. Spilling over the railing onto the balcony beside you. Arthur. You did it.
You did it. You did it, John. I had no idea you could do that.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
I felt the pull slipping away like I had before, but rather than let it wash over me, I fought it. I didn't let it win.
The undefeated.
I like the sound of that.
Well, I...
Thank you, kid. Oh, fuck. Yellow was... It was all in my head. For a moment, I felt like I was back.
No! Arthur! Larson has Noel's gun! He shot Noel in the neck!
No!
Blood is flecked on his face!
No!
The gun... It jammed, Arthur! He's thrown the gun and turned to run through the set of double doors in the center of the balcony!
You motherfucker!
Arthur! You hit him! You hit him! Twice in the back as he pushed through the doors inward. He fell as they were closing.
No! 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 Come on! Come on! No! No! Stay with me! Stay with me! Here, 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 here. Use
his neck.
hold this. Just hold.
He's losing a lot of blood, Arthur.
Hold pressure. Okay.
It's not
okay.
Dead center, but...
We'll get you out of here.
He's shaking his head. No. He's smiling. A pained smile.
Finish this.
Okay.
Finish this.
I will.
The double doors are straight ahead, dead center against the back wall of the balcony. It's between the two doors on either side that the Vizier and Larson left through during the gathering. Dark red streaks of blood lead to Larson, who's crawling slowly, painfully away from us.
Gouge it out his eyes, and I'm the monster. Come on.
He's laying on his stomach, pawing at the air. Blood covers his hands, face, and his entire lower half. His forehead is wet with sweat, and his skin is pale.
I didn't lie back in Addison to you. I did find the order, my family lineage. I denied it at first, I swear. I didn't want this life. Not at first. I'm not
Arthur, you've picked up Larson. Push him up against a set of marble stairs so he's facing you.
You monster!
Projecting a little, are we?
Everything you worked for, everything you wanted, is gone. You failed, Larson. You failed. I killed your monster in the mines. I set those people free. I killed Uncle.
My boy.
What?
I don't care. Everything you have is gone.
I must say, you look good without that piece of your ear. You know that? You look like a man not to be fucked with.
I'm not.
Arthur!
What?
It's here!
What?
The Fallen Star!
What? Where?
On a plinth! At the far end of this room, this room, it's a short hall with carved marble benches along either side. But at the far end, laying on a plinth before a set of large red banners with the Order's symbol, it's the stone.
Huh.
This must be where they keep it.
Huh. Well, it can wait.
What? Arthur, this is why we're here. This is what we came for!
We came for him, goddammit!
We came for the Fallen Star, Arthur. It's right there! Right out of reach!
It can fucking wait, John!
Arthur, goddammit! Stop! Listen to me.
Who?
The butcher. He's carrying Noel.
Noel!
He's not gonna last long, lad. But I managed to take care of the last of those things.
Thank God. Larson, he's here. He's...
Arthur, listen to me, please.
I'm going to finish him off.
And... Arthur, please. You trusted me to come here. You trusted me to get us here. Just get the fucking stone! Please! Please. Please. Trust me this one last time.
Fine.
Yes, Arthur. Up the carpeted steps, just ahead. It sits upon a pedestal within a wrought iron wire holder, fitted to its midpoint. The stone is a rough, ovoid shape, maybe 12 inches long and 4 inches wide, but with rough, uneven sections. It's speckled with holes, and its surface is porous. It's gray, but with flecks of blue and even green within. I've never seen anything like it. Larson is fine. He's sitting there, bleeding to death. Touch the stone.
If I do...
Touch the stone, Arthur!
Okay.
Touch it! Just a little further. Yes, just a little further! Arthur, what are you doing? You're almost there. Just... Arthur, you... Why don't you... What are you... Just reach a little...
So close!
Kane!
John!
We did it! I did it! I brought him here! Us! Here, to the Order of the Fallen Star,
And what?
And Arthur is about to touch it! You've...
Stopped everything? Why, yes.
How?
How am I supposed to explain that to you? God, you sound just like your little host family here, questioning everything! Some things just happen, Marigold.
I did it, Kane! I kept my end of the deal.
Deal? What deal?
Fuck you!
I don't recall a contract or written word, really.
I swear to God, Kane, I will...
You'll what?
I...
Oh, you know what? I do remember. Oh. We did make a deal, didn't we? First, you were sent back into the king, right? Whole once again.
Yes.
It was right after our little crumpet tried to shave his neck with the pointy end, right? Then what happened? You don't remember, do you?
Of course I remember.
Yes! You were cast out, weren't you? The king just... Well, couldn't make you fit anymore, could he?
Too much soul in there!
A broken mirror in too many pieces to put together again.
I fought him every chance I could.
Oh, of course. You were changed. A new... man? Entity? Thing? What are we calling you exactly? Dandelions are yellow.
What?
And so he cast you out! While in his realm, the king still had considerable power over you... whatever you are, and sent you back to the one place you dared not ever return. Isn't that right?
The Dark World.
The Dark World! It was scary there, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, scary doesn't even begin to sell it. But Artie promised he'd never send you back there, didn't he?
Yes.
And yet your little deal had you end up right where he promised you'd never be? Oh, how infuriating that must have been. Oh. You would have done anything to get out again, wouldn't you? But first, you had to sink a little lower, didn't you? Time moves differently in the Dark World, doesn't it? You didn't just give up. You fell back on your old ways. The king who was trapped there before all of this. It was only when you were truly defeated that you called to me. Begged for me! The things you did for me to make this deal. But you got out. How did it feel, lying to Arthur this whole time? Not being able to tell him why you were coming here and where you came from?
I only lied because I had no choice.
Not true! Matthew had a choice.
Matthew?
Absolutely! That little rapscallion let it slip, didn't he? I told him to keep a tight, heavy lid. If Arthur knew that I wanted him here, he wouldn't do it, but... Could he keep that to himself? Hardly!
But you blew his head up!
Well, because he made his choice.
What kind of choice is that?
His to make! And you made yours, my king. And you... fulfilled our deal. In a manner of speaking.
What do you mean, in a manner of speaking? Arthur's here. He knew nothing about why. He's touched the star and...
And? and you were released from the dark world. Contract fulfilled! See?
Right. Right. That's right.
So now, you and Arthur can leave.
England, was it?
No more secrets between the two of you.
Yes. Yes, he'll know. Now that it's done, he'll know. I'll tell him. Eventually. And eventually I'll tell him what happened in the dark world. When the time is right, we can let it all go. Move on from this place. What?
I mean, I said I stopped them from moving, Johnny, but his ears still work.
What?
Am I wrong, Archie?
You, Arthur,
you lied. Let it all out.
Kane!
Arthur! How have you been? I see you didn't take to Yellow as well as I had hoped.
Who? What?
Well, I mean, speaking of, looks like we have a pair of kings here after all. Sadly, not a winning hand. Tell Yellowhead that the Dreamlands is a lawless waste without him, will ya? Oh! And you brought the Mick with you!
That's enough out of you, whoever you are.
Is that so? I like you. I like your no-nonsense, take-no-prisoners attitude. Tough, violent, my kind of lad. But the song is over.
I don't hear any music.
Jesus fucking Christ! The butcher is dead! His head exploded!
Like, oh, he was a thinker!
Matthews! He's gone, Arthur! Noel has fallen to the ground!
What the fuck?
Who are you?
Larson isn't moving. He's lost too much blood. He's weakly calling to Kane.
What's that now?
You are. The crawl in chaos. The spawn of Azathoth. The creature of a thousand forms. Nyarlathotep. Are you? Who are you? Please.
Me? Who fucking cares? Oh my God, Wallace! Are you not understanding?
What?
God, you are so unremarkable. Worthless, really. You know, I don't hate many humans, but you... Ooh, look at him. I mean, look at him. Look at Arthur. John. John! What kind of great old one calls himself fucking John, for fuck's sake? Do you not get it?
No.
And you never will. You are nothing like Arthur. You still have your sight, for fuck's sake. Actually, let me help you with that.
Jesus Christ, Arthur! Larson's eyes! They've been torn from his head! They've literally shattered apart like glass as they hit the marble floor! Larson's keeled over in pain!
All right, you two. Yellow, head home and get some rest. Enjoy your new pet, okay?
What?
Enjoy the Dreamlands! Don't forget to ride! There. No more memory issues. No more gods fighting over this plane of existence. You can have it all, Johnny boy.
It's only us. And Noel left. The butcher...
All right! The detective. Well, you can leave too.
He's gone.
Where did you send him?
I don't know. Maybe Spain. Look, Arthur, it's time for us to have a chat. It's just us now. Alone once again.
Why did you want me here?
Great question. You always ask such great questions. Well,
This was a little test, Archie. A big test, really. But, see, if you knew this was what I wanted, you never would have come. You're too rascally. You just don't like being told what to do.
You said that. You wanted me to reach the gravestone. But why?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Artie. Let's take a walk.
He snapped his fingers. The room has gone dark, Arthur.
Say yes. Pretty please.
Cain's blood-stained hand is stretched out towards us. As if to take it.
I have such wonders to show you.
Okay. All right. I'll come.
And that's what I love about you, Arthur. You even surprised me. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.